the COVID-19 Business Toolkit, brought to you by Staffordshire Chambers of Commerce and Crossrhythm City Radio.
Now, Sarah, could you summarise for us, in normal times, what is the role of the Chamber of Commerce for staff's business?
Well, our real role is to support and develop businesses in Staffordshire so that the people of Staffordshire are prosperous and have great opportunities to work, and that we can advertise that Staffordshire is a great place for businesses to be based in. And that's what we do in normal times. And we do it through loads of different programmes and also being part of the accredited network of the British Chambers of Commerce.
Your approach to that has a national focus and an international focus, I believe.
Yes, we do. I mean, we work at every level, from local, national to international. So in terms of local, we do lots of working with partners and decision makers to make sure that the voice of the private sector is heard locally. And then nationally, we do that through the British Chambers of Commerce. And because there is a Chamber of Commerce in every town and city across the globe, we have a fantastic network and a way of talking to any other chamber anywhere in the world, which is brilliant for our businesses, so that we can put them in touch with opportunities, the world over.
Now, despite those world connections, the coronavirus seemed to hit and escalate really quickly. Did it take you by surprise? What was the initial effect of it for the Chamber locally?
I think it took everyone a bit by surprise. And I think it was one of those things which sounded like it was that other countries were perhaps being a little overzealous in how they were controlling it, and that it would never get like that here. And then all of a sudden it was like that here. So I think it did take everybody by surprise. I think that the package of measures that the government have put in place really quite quickly is excellent and is helping a lot of businesses, although we are finding where the gaps are now. But one of the problems has been, because things have moved so quickly, is the implementation of some of those programs and making sure that we can get that help to the businesses as soon as possible. And to a certain extent, that's been our main focus. As soon as those programs were announced, we have been really trying to make sure that we can give the information to businesses quickly and help them to access that help quickly too.
If businesses aren't members of the Chamber at the moment, can they still access that information and help that you're putting together?
Yes, absolutely. Even in the good times, we are there. We are available to all businesses to talk to us. We're really keen to help and support the business community as widely as possible. And obviously, in a time of crisis, we really, really want to hear from any business who needs help or support, or who found issues that we can then tell decision makers about, so that we can lobby on their behalf. So yes, definitely.
In this series of business-focused interviews, we'll look at certain aspects in more depth, but could you quickly tell us some of the key things that the Chamber has there available for businesses?
Well, we have a strong advice line. We have HR and marketing experts who are available for free advice and information. We have a mentoring program, so if you've got particular issues in your business and you want the help of an experienced business person, we can put you in touch with them. We run a startup program, so anyone thinking, even in these times, of starting their own business, we can run courses for you. And of course, everything that we're doing at the moment is online. We're also running webinars. In good times, usual times, we run over 200 events a year. So we're putting most of those now online and developing new information and new ways of delivering the services which we know are of value to businesses.
Finally, let me ask you about the future. We're all kind of immersed in the current issues, but having one eye on the future is probably very important when it comes to coming out the other side, recovery, those kind of things. Is the Chamber already looking towards the end of this crisis, what the effect might have been on local business economy, and what are the potential recovery steps we could look at implementing?
Yes, we are really trying to understand and see what we think the image, impact will be, and what Staffordshire business community will look like in the future. I mean, there are some businesses at the moment who are doing well, who are still managing to trade, still managing to manufacture and produce, and still managing to export. So, you know, the economy hasn't completely come to a standstill, but there are crucial elements which we need to make sure that we can support, and there are not least the sort of hospitality and retail sectors. But also we need to make sure that we have packages of support and help, some financial, but some advice, some other ways of helping businesses to work so that they can get back on their feet as soon as possible. And we are now across the country and locally working with our partners, trying to understand what those sorts of things might be. For example, small-scale loan funds, maybe a startup fund for businesses who have been suffering, who started up quite recently and haven't had any help. Helping businesses to understand what the implications are of paying back the loans that they may take out, which are supported by the government, all of those sorts of areas. So that's what we're starting to look at as well.
Finally, if people want to ask any specific questions, obviously they can go to your website, but is there a hotline they could phone as well?
Yes, they can phone the Chamber on 01782 202222.
Thank you, Sarah. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
The COVID-19 Business Toolkit. Brought to you by Staffordshire Chambers of Commerce and Cross Rhythms City Radio.